Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. When 47 United States senators sent a letter to the government of Iran, presuming to explain our constitution, which the Iranian foreign minister immediately observed they do not seem to understand, and demonstrating profound ignorance of international law, they did not merely embarrass themselves and our country, they broke the law. Their purpose was to prevent the Obama administration from reaching an agreement with Iran, to prevent that country from manufacturing nuclear weapons, something the country has always professed it did not want to do anyway. These senators presumed to tell the leaders of Iran that should they reach agreement with the United States negotiators, who for years have been trying to find a way to limit Iran's nuclear energy program to prevent weaponization, any such agreement would probably not be honored by the Congress or the next administration. Since no such agreement exists yet, they made the threat without knowing what would be in it. Doesn't matter, apparently. If Obama did it, it's evil. Well, the interventionist senators clearly and blatantly violated the Logan Act, passed by the 5th United States Congress in 1799, expressly to prevent exactly what they did. The Logan Act says, any citizen of the United States, wherever he may be, who, without the authority of the United States, directly or indirectly commences or carries on any correspondence or intercourse with any foreign government or any officer or agent thereof, with intent to influence the measures or conduct of any foreign government or of any officer or agent thereof, in relation to any disputes or controversies with the United States, or to defeat the measures of the United States, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both. In the unlikely case that that language is not sufficiently clear and explicit, then consider what Justice George Sutherland wrote in the Supreme Court's 1936 majority opinion affirming the conviction of Curtis Wright Export Corporation under the Logan Act. The President alone has the power to speak or listen as a representative of the nation. He makes treaties with the advice and consent of the Senate, but he alone negotiates. Into the field of negotiation the Senate cannot intrude, and Congress itself is powerless to invade it. While the signers of the letter preen about their conservative values and their opponents pine about the unseemliness of it all, FBI agents should book every one of the signers on the felony charge of violating the Logan Act. Although it is in every sense an open and shut case, some of the perps would probably get reduced sentences on claims of diminished mental capacity. That, too, is an open and shut case. On March 9th, someone opened a petition on the White House website asking that the 47 signers of the letter to Iran be prosecuted under the Logan Act. Now, the White House guarantees a response to any petition gaining 1,000 signatures in a month. Today, 4 days later, the petition has nearly 250,000 signatures. If a law as clearly written and as firmly established in precedent as the Logan Act can now be broken deliberately and brazenly and without consequences by people willing to endanger their own government's integrity, their own nation's security, and international stability for momentary political gain, then it is indeed time to say good night, America. keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.